Hi.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Una, but my name is Cheta Anachuku and I'm her daughter. Before you get into the episode, I wanted to tell you about an amazing new masterclass my mom will be hosting on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. EST, called The Top 3 Ways to Attract Patients to Your Private Practice in 2024. She will share the strategies that are working in her private practice and in the practices of her clients who are running seven-figure practices. It's not one to miss, so head over to save your spot at entremd.com/workshop. That's www.entremd.com/workshop. And be sure to share this with the private practice owners in your life. They will love you forever. Now, here's Dr. Una.
Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Welcome to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. This is a great day, and this episode is going to leave you fired up to take your world and take your business by storm. So listen, we are going to be talking about video today. Yep, I recorded a webinar, a great webinar on how to create videos that will put your business on the map. And I am going to be sharing a portion of that video with you today on the podcast. And we're going to be looking at all those reasons why we don't do video. And you might go like, okay, video, physician entrepreneurs, what are we doing today? So hear me out. We are living in unprecedented times where businesses have closed, schools have closed, social distancing is going on. People are afraid to come out of their houses, but guess where they all are? They are all online. The people who would use your service, love your service, pay for your service, they are all online. And guess what they have now? They have time. Okay. Now, there's also a lot of noise going on. And if you are going to be able to serve your clients, have your clients find you, you are going to need to be out there. And one of the best ways to be out there is not just cute little posts or, you know, cute little text posts you do or images and things like that. It's giving people the opportunity to experience you. Now, I would typically say you should be on stages and you should be doing all that, but you can still be on stage, but it's going to be an offline stage. It's going to be your video. So you are speaking, people get to experience you, people get to hear about your amazing services, they get to hear about the kinds of problems you solve so they can identify and say, yes, I have that problem, take care of it for me. And they get to know the outcomes you offer people. People love to have their problems solved. They want the pain to go away. And business people, what we do, we solve problems, okay? But you got to let people know what you do. One of the worst things you can do to your business at this time is to retreat, is for people not to hear your voice, for people not to know what you do. You need to be out there. You need to extrovert into the marketplace. And all these things I'm saying make you go like, ugh, I don't want to hear about it. Oh my gosh. But you're in the right place because I'm going to work with you and this is going to be great and you're going to do it. Okay. So hear me out. This is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be looking at doing videos, creating videos that put your business on the map. Okay. So we're going to be going into that recording in a minute. And this is so important, especially if you're an introvert. And one of the most amazing things about being an introvert is I'm an introvert too. So when you see things and you're like, oh my gosh, she could do that, just be rest assured that you can, okay? I am so sure, I am certain that if you're listening to this podcast at this point in your life, you are less of an introvert than I was when I started. So you'll be okay. Maybe you're here and you're like, I want my private life private. I don't really want to be out there. And I'm going to show you how you can be out there and still keep your private life private, okay? Or you're here, you're like, I'm not really good at speaking. When it's time to speak, I freeze, or I feel like I'm making a fool of myself, or I feel like, you know, I'm not making sense. Or what if they ask me a question I can't answer? I got you. So especially if you're an introvert, especially if you want to keep your private life private, especially if you feel you're not really good at speaking at tech, this is really for you. So let's get into it. Now, I want to tell you my video story so you'll understand that you're in the right room, you're listening to the right person, because with video, I was just flat out awful. So I knew
2 years before I was supposed to do video that this would be one of the fastest ways to grow my business. I was like, it's a low-hanging fruit. A lot of doctors are not doing it. And, you know, just go for it. And I was like, you mean like my face talking on the World Wide Web? We're not doing that. I don't do things like that, you know, and I didn't do it for 2 years. I didn't do a single video, but I knew it was the key to growth. I knew it was such a low hanging fruit. I knew it was one of the easiest ways to position my business as the go-to business, but I didn't do it because I was an introvert, because I was shy, because I'm a very private person. And I was just, and I was like, I don't speak. It's not something I do. And so one day, this was 2 years after I first knew. I was sitting and I was on Instagram and I saw somebody was doing a live and I clicked on it. And this person, it was the most awful video ever. Like it takes the award for the most awful video ever. She's sitting, you know, the light is awful and there's noise in the background. And she's talking and then halfway, I guess her son or somebody walks behind the camera and she peeps up and she's like, what are you doing? Are you supposed to be doing your homework? What? Who said that? Oh, okay. And then she goes back and she's talking to the people on the video. I'm like, this is awful. But she had over 300 people live and she has over 60,000 followers who are engaged. And I just had this aha moment, like while you're busy waiting for perfection, somebody is building a solid brand with her imperfection. Like, what are you doing? So I got up, I turned off the video. I sat on a chair by my wall. I called my daughter, who was probably 8 or 9 at the time. I was like, hold that phone, hit the red button. I recorded my first video and I uploaded it to Facebook. No editing, nothing. And I was like, you know what? The worst video I could ever do is done. And we can only get better from here. So that's literally how I did my first video. And I tell you that story so that for you, you can like relax. And we're like, okay, we're going to rock this. Okay. So when people say you're a natural, I laugh my head off. Okay. So at this point in the picture you're looking at, I was even high tech. I mean, look at it. I had a camera and a mic. My first videos were really awful, but they got me results. All right. So you can start from where you are. Now, of course, at the time of this recording, we are right smack in the middle of a pandemic and there's a lot of things going on and there's a lot of fear and anxiety, justifiably so. But my thought process is that we are going to thrive. We're going to survive this and we're going to thrive. What we do need to do is to be all in and do the work to set ourselves up to accomplish that. But we are going to thrive. Now, you may be in a position where like, Dr. Una, you do not understand. Our patient volumes have dropped by 50%, or we're at 30% and it's not looking good and all that. But I want you to hear me. Worst things have happened, okay? And I'm not being insensitive. Please don't misunderstand me. But we have to fight for our businesses. We have to fight for what we're trying to do. We have to fight for our 2020 goals. We have to fight, all right? And I believe the reason why you took out time to come for a webinar to learn how to do videos is because to an extent, you want to fight, okay? So my thing is that we are going to thrive. And I'm doing what I need to do to thrive. I'm helping doctors thrive. My clients, I've been working with them hard to see that they thrive. So I want you to adopt that. Yes, this is bad. Yes, what is going on is hard, but we will thrive. And actually, if you can, in the comment section, I just want you to type that there. We'll thrive. I'm going to thrive. Okay, just own it. So one of the coaches I worked with always made a statement, said, make the decision and then make the decision right. So the decision we need to make is that we're going to thrive. Then we'll figure it out. It's not the other way around. Okay. So that's our mantra. I'm going to thrive. That's what I'm planning to do. Okay. I'm going to thrive. You know, yeah, make the decision then make it we'll thrive. I like that. I'll thrive in spite of myself. Yes, we will thrive. Okay. Perfect. All right. So thank you. That is our mantra. Now I can say that. So let's get into the nitty gritty. We are going to start with the myths, okay? Lots and lots of myths, and we're going to get rid of those. The first myth is being an introvert is a limitation. I would still be alone in my room, alone, take a walk, alone in Barnes & Noble's, just watching traffic go by. That's my area of fun. And I think a lot of doctors are introverts. I think the field is, you know, just favors introverts. Being introverted is not a limitation. Okay, so the introvert being a limitation is 100% a myth. And the reason why I love to do videos and I love to share my stories because I was exactly like that. Like, I couldn't talk to people one-on-one. That's how bad it was. Like, would not do it. It is not a limitation. Now, I want you to think differently about being an introvert. An introvert doesn't mean you're shy. It doesn't mean you're a recluse. It doesn't mean that you can't be good at talking to people. What it means is that at the end of the day, when you need to refresh yourself, when you need to recharge and all of that, the way you recharge and get your inner strength and all of that is from solitude, in a way. It's from the peace and quiet, being by yourself. Being at a party is draining for an introvert. We're like, oh, we got to talk to all these people. Oh my gosh. So at the end of the day, you just want to go and be by yourself. And that probably is never going to change. However, it doesn't stop you from being good at speaking. Speaking is a skill. It's a learnable skill. Doing videos is a skill. It's a learnable skill. So if you're an introvert, I want you to understand that you can do videos. And you should look at me and go like, if she can do it, I can do it, right? Because I am the chief introvert. It is not a limitation. And you might be going, she doesn't really understand me. I need you to hear me. The first time that I was on stage, okay, this happened in a church setting. My mentor is like, you're really good at singing. And I'm going to put you, he didn't put it that way, but he's like, I'm going to put you up front. And this was in the middle of a service. And he takes me, he puts me on up front. He knows me well enough. So he takes an usher and puts the usher beside me and says, don't let her move. Okay. Now, chances that they'll put you on stage and tell somebody else to stand there and be the security and not let you move are very slim. But that was me. And this is me. So it is not a limitation. And for the introverts in the house, feel free to type in the chat. Being an introvert is not a limitation. Make the decision and make it right. Okay. The second thing is to use videos to promote my business. I have to give up my privacy. A lot of times when I talk to people about videos, that's what I get. They're like, but I don't want to put all my stuff out there, right? I don't want to put all my stuff out there. And I have great news for you. You can do a lot of videos, a lot of content. You can help a lot of people and not delve into your private life at all. Now, usually when my clients come to me with this, I'm like, okay, take a look at my social media. You will see a lot of content, but you'll see very little about my personal private life. It's not on there. It just isn't. Why? I'm a private person, right? You may see my kids when it's their birthday, or if I'm trying to teach a lesson with the story. A lot of times, if you look, their pictures are actually black and white, because I'm like, you know, that's just a little too much for me, right? But there's so much you can talk about. You can talk about what you do. You can talk about the problems you help people solve. You can talk about the outcomes you give them. Even if you wanted to do a behind the scenes video, you can literally do a behind the scenes with your persona as a business person. Let's say you're a family medicine doc and you're going to work, you get there, you could put a video, hey, this is the day in the life of a family doctor. I just got here, I just had my huddle meeting with my staff. We're going to see 25 patients, we're going to help them. Some of them are hypertensive, diabetic, all that stuff. I love taking care of them so they don't get complications. They can live the healthiest life ever. You're talking, you're sharing, but nobody can watch that and say they know you personally. You don't give up your privacy. So you can put a lot of stuff there and not give up your privacy at all. So that's a myth, and we need to let that go, okay? Now, this is my favorite myth. I have to create polished videos like the pros. No, you don't, okay? I already told you a story for that. You don't have to do polished videos. And I actually interviewed Shayna Weisinger. She is the founder of Repurpose House. And what they do is they repurpose content. If you produce one video, they can make like, you know, 10 different things out of it. Well, actually eight, but a lot of stuff out of it. And she said the videos that are getting the most engagement now are actually the selfie style videos, not the polished videos. Think reality TV. People just want to see you real. You know what I mean? Now, that doesn't mean don't take a shower and don't comb your hair. And, you know, like, that's not what I mean, but it doesn't have to be super polished video. So the fact that you're like, I don't have the equipment, the 4K cameras, the, you know, the big Luma lights and all of that stuff should not stop you from producing video. The phones that we have are so amazing and can give us great quality videos. And the bottom line is if you start, then you can keep making it better. And that's what we want to do.
Yay! Look at that. So was that amazing or what? Okay, so hear me out. I am going to read a testimonial written by somebody who watched this webinar and she was like, oh my goodness. So here, I just have to come here and say thank you to Dr. Una. I attended her webinar on social media video posting, took her advice and challenge, and posted this video the day after her webinar. I allowed my friend to use it as content on her platform. She posted it on Wednesday night, and in the space of less than 2 days, it's gotten over 3,000 views. This is completely unexpected. The video isn't perfect. There's so much I would say or do differently, but I'm inspired that by following Dr. Una's advice, this happened. I'm at the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. There's no website. There's no business plan. There's just a desire to reach people and help people become their healthiest selves in an innovative way that goes to where our patients are and speaks to them in a way they can relate to. Now I'm headed over to listen to all of the EntreMD podcast episodes and continue to be inspired and move forward on this journey. I'm grateful that there are docs out there who know how to do what Dr. Una is doing and then sharing it with the rest of us. Much love. That was from one webinar. What could happen if you would say yes and you would go do videos, you would put yourself out there? Who knows what will happen? It's going to be great. So listen, you can go watch the rest of this webinar. You would go to entremd.com/video. EntreMD.com/video, VIDEO. So you can get the rest of the training, get the challenge, and go do this for yourself. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Be sure to share this with a colleague, with a friend, with a resident, with any doctor in your life. And I will see you on the very next episode. If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an EntreMD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.